There must have been a lot of sun in the summer of 1967. I say this because I was asked as part of October 2018 by Ern Mander to give a name of a song that I think of when I think of sun shining on my face. And I stopped for a minute and I thought, what? And suddenly, out of the blue, came a song that I'd forgotten about. A song written by one of my favourite songwriters of all time. And the song is called Up, Up and Away. And in the summer of 1967, it became a huge hit. Got to number 7 in the United States, it got to number 9 on Billboard, got to number 1 in Canada, and number 1 in Australia. Do you remember it at all? Up, up and away in my beautiful balloon. The crazy thing is that there's nothing in the lyrics of the song about the sun. In fact, it's about stars. And what else can I tell you about this song? Well, it was their first hit. And it was also Jimmy Webb's first hit. Now, Jimmy Webb went on to write, I don't know how many great, huge hits. But this song, Up, Up and Away, got all sorts of awards. Song of the Year, Best Pop Performance by a duo or a group with vocals. Anyway, these are all sorts of awards it won. I always associated it with the fifth dimension. But looking back now on the history books, I see that Johnny Mann Singer's version of the song got into the top 10, reached number 6. The weirdest thing, not only did Bing Crosby sing it, Diana Ross sing it, Diane Warwick sing it. I mean, this is pretty amazing. Nancy Sinatra sang it. I have never heard a number of these versions of it. So why on earth would it be that I associate balloons, stars, floating on high with sun shining on my face? I have no idea. But I really want to thank Ern Mander for coming up with this topic, because if he hadn't come up with that question, I would never have remembered that song. And the other thing is, I would never have remembered that was Jimmy Webb's first hit. And you know, the man who wrote By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Wichita Line Man, he's a wonderful songwriter. So anyway, here's to Up, Up and Away. Thank you, Ern Mander. This is the great thing about October 2018. You come up with all sorts of interesting little experiences. Thanks for listening. Now I must think about the other octavers that I haven't yet done, because I've been in Paris. That's my excuse.